Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It is officially my birthday. And by that, I mean I am recording in advance, so I am not 28 yet. But the day this podcast goes live, I will officially be, as my birthday is on the 22nd and this one is coming out on the 23rd. So that's good. For the last few weeks, I've been trying to figure out how to do this episode, and you see a lot of people doing episodes of however many things I learned at this age or life lessons or things like that, and I was like, am I gonna do something like that? Am I not? And I'm sitting down to record this and I just looked at my notes because, as we know, I've been preparing things better. However, I sat down, I opened up the document and it just said, I can't believe I'm turning 28. This is insane. And nothing else. And I was like, yep, that just sums up exactly what this is. I cannot believe I'm turning or turned by this point in time. I have turned 28. I'm not upset. I love my birthday. I love the fact that it's the final party, so to speak, before I dig deep and really focus on achieving what I want. It puts things into perspective for me, and I think that it kind of gives that final kick in the pants to be like, it was your birthday, you were a bit old now, hopefully a bit wiser, and you need to knuckle down and get to it, you know, do the things that you said you would. And that is something I've been working on, which is making my word my bond. And that is honestly a whole other episode for another time. But I, as we know from last week, I've been feeling some type of way. And I had an incredible discussion with my friend over the phone. Shout out to you. And you'll know who you are. And we spoke for over an hour. It was incredible. But it got me thinking and doing introspection and journaling, and there's a lot of changes I need to make for myself. And I've been making changes and I've been going through my routines. As we know, I love a good routine, and I've been doing them almost mechanically. And that is something I've spoken about, where we go into this autopilot mode. We do things on autopilot, but we don't grasp that we're doing it and don't take enjoyment in it and don't fully enjoy the experience of what we're doing. And I felt so bad yesterday because I woke up and I was miserable, but I woke up in a bed in a house with a roof over my head. I had running water, which is a point that got re-emphasized when we didn't have water for like 12 hours or something because we were working on the pipes. You know, have a bed to sleep in, a house that I live in, running water, I've got food, I've got family, I've got friends. I have all these good things in my life and I can't be grateful for it because I'm just so upset because of one thing that happened. But it's almost to a point that this one thing was like a catalyst to kind of just opening my eyes, looking and seeing why I'm not particularly happy. And happy is such a crappy, pardon the pun, word for things, because happy is fleeting. It's very temporary and it can easily be moved on from. I like to compare it to a bark of laughter, where something happens, you let out a shout of happiness and laughter, and then you move on. And it almost seems insignificant when looking back because it was so small, but it did happen. And that's terrible and morbid and just sad way to think of things, but that's where I am at the moment. And it's been tough trying to claw my way out, but that's where I am. And my birthday is making me realize all these things. It's making me more aware. And one of the things my friend and I spoke about was this pressure of having to have achieved things within certain time frames or living up to other people's expectations of where you should be in life. And I honestly don't subscribe to that. I don't care. I do what I want. But there's been certain things that have been going on, and I tried to think of the perfect metaphor to describe it. And the only thing I could think was, imagine you standing just doing your thing. and someone suddenly comes up to you and just starts poking you. And at first it's like, what are you doing? And this person keeps poking you. And at first it's like, ugh, it's not sore, it's not an issue. It's like, whatever, let them just do what they're doing. They clearly have something going on. So you just ignore it. But them poking you persists for a long time. And eventually someone else joins and pokes somewhere else. And they persist as well. And by the time the second person starts, the first person's point that they're poking at has been poked so many times, it's now tender and sore and actually painful. So you have this new jab on one part, the old jab that's actually sore, and someone else comes and starts poking you as well. And you feel irritated, and it just builds and builds and builds. And by the time the next person wants to even just approach you, you snap. And I'm at that point right now where things have just compounded to a point that I'm about to snap. So, with my birthday coming up, I realized I've needed to become more wise. I've needed to find different ways of dealing with things, and that people need to stop poking me. So I have decided to take a week or two, I haven't decided exactly how long, to take some time to myself, break a few fingers, and make myself peaceful within myself. Because I've been struggling internally to do exactly what I always say and finally practice what I preach all the time, which is to take a step back, reassess, figure out where you're going, and then start moving. So that is what I'm doing. I'm going to metaphorically and literally take a step back from the mic and go on about a week or two break. I will keep you guys updated via Instagram. I will still be posting there, but for the most part, the podcast is going to go on a little break. I'm going to celebrate my birthday. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm still getting my hair dyed. I'm going to get my eyebrows done. I'm going to take a bit of me time and come back, hopefully with a bit more direction, a bit more clarity, and definitely a whole lot more excitement. Because this podcast has and always will be a very grounding thing in me. It brings me a lot of comfort and enjoyment. And I want to be fully present. I want to be doing things where I completely grasp and mean and intentionally do everything that I put my effort into when it comes to this podcast. And at the moment, it almost feels automatic. And that's something that I want to avoid completely falling into. So, I apologize for all the ups and downs in my voice and emotions, but it is what it is. Since it is my birthday, the song of the week is obviously birthday related, which is Katy Perry's Birthday. I think it's a very fun song and I love the direction the music video took, so I will definitely be enjoying that song for the next few days. I might even make a Spotify playlist, I don't know, I might even find a good one. And that is it for the week. You can check out the link to my Instagram where I will be posting. I'll leave it in the box below. And thank you for listening, and I will see you when I get back. Enjoy the rest of your week. Love you. Bye.